pledge. And tonight I've asked Maureen if she would lead us in the invocation. And when she's completed, Wayne will lead us in the pledge. So, Maureen.
Heavenly Creator, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for this wonderful country in which we live, where human rights and dignity are valued. Mm-hmm. We thank you for this county in which we live, with our beautiful mountains and the wonderful, caring communities that we live in. We thank you for everyone who has come here tonight to work on the future of our county. May our discussions and our decisions tonight be guided by wisdom, understanding, and compassion. Amen.
Amen. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Start with the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Oh, by the way, order. But I guess I better should have done that first. But we're everyone okay with the agenda? I have a motion to accept the agenda. Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next item would be the approval of minutes from the February 18th meeting. Everybody have a chance to look at those. Do you have any corrections? Anything about the discussion on those? Right. Don't hear any discussion.
I move that we accept the minutes I sent out.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, next would be Joy. She's got the subdivision updates and approvals.
So as you will see, the very first subdivision that was approved was a small two-lot subdivision that came in pretty soon after our last meeting. And then there were variances for changing property boundaries between adjoining properties and family subdivisions and a recombination. And then Ricky Lance brought in his plat that you all had reviewed at the last meeting and had granted a variance to. And so we signed that plat and put on record the variance that is now in the deeds office. And so it was a pretty quiet month this month.
All right. Any questions on that? All right. Next will bring us to old business, and I'll just start briefly. Mark and Wayne and myself and Joy met Monday for about an hour, discussed a few things, discussed kind of the format for the meeting tonight. And we have a lot of things to cover that we don't think we'll be able to cover in one meeting. So as you can see under new business A, which we'll look at in a few minutes, but we would like to have a second meeting in April, actually before the scheduled meeting, a meeting between now and the April scheduled meeting to finish the goals and strategies. I think the best way to proceed with this is to go down the list, discuss them one at a time, try to limit our discussions. I know we could have discussions that could go on for hours. I've seen it, but you know, let's try to. I don't want to rush anybody. I want to make sure everybody gets the opportunity to talk. But I think there's some of these we can say yay and nay to pretty quickly and move through. Others will require some discussion. But I think the best way to proceed is goal one, strategy one, discussion. Goal one, strategy two, discussion. Just go down the list. We've got probably, 100 90 to 100, you know, bullet points. So I think, you know, if you can think of a better way, I'm open to hearing it, but I think that's probably the best way to proceed right now. Can y'all hear me back there? Am I loud enough? Okay. If I don't, if I start mumbling, tell me, Glenn. But I think that's the best method. Does anybody have any disagreement with that? Can you hear me? Okay, excellent. All right. Do you have anything to add to what I...
No, not to that. When we start into this, I've got a few additional comments.
Okay.
But no, everything you've said is fine.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to me?
If it would please the planning board, I could stand up here and make the comments as they were discussed, so that we have a running draft from tonight.
Yeah. Is everyone happy with that? Would that work?
But actually, Steph, we talked about that, and in the past it's worked really well to be able to see the change that you've talked about in writing, and it really solidifies that process. With the handout that came in the mail and that you had, you... I want to thank Kaylin. Everybody should have gotten a copy of this. This is nothing new, but as Joy and I, and particularly Joy, working at formatting the document, what this is going to look like, Kaylin in her background said it would really be nice to be able to see this, map it out. And so Kaylin has taken the time to map this out. And in large part, this is what Joy is going by right now as the format for the new document. And she's actually done quite a bit of work in terms of a draft document with the background information, with updated maps. And so it's going to follow along this format. And I think that it was important for me to share with you what Kaylin has done on that. So I think that that was an important piece. Mike, as you mentioned, I think two meetings make sense. We'll go through as much of this as possible. Our goal as staff, at least prior to the meeting tonight, is to incorporate your suggestions, your changes, how you would like to see goals and strategies look tonight. Hopefully, if you agree, on the 7th, and then we will have, collectively we, will have a draft document for you to look at on the 21st, which would be the regular planning board meeting. And so even with the changes that have taken place in the office, what I am very, very pleased with is that two individuals have been able to step into the office in their new roles and have done a great job for you trying to put stuff together. And so that's kind of what, more or less repeating what you said, Mike, but I think that if you all are in agreement, the four of us did talk on Monday, and I think we just move through and try to come to agreement where we can, maybe word crafting if we have to. And there may be some that you may not agree on, and at that point, I think you can make a call. You can either say, let's think about it, and next meeting, or you can say, let's vote on it up or down tonight. And that's, I think this needs to be more collegial than it does adversarial for tonight.
One more thing I want to mention is, and help me with this, either one of you. There are changes from the last meeting to this meeting. What brought those about was that following our request, the staff sent the portions of the comprehensive plan that were relevant to organizations, for example, environmental, to Natural Resources Council. Let everyone take a look at their section and make comments. So what you see is the response from those groups. And also, Joy went back and did this one, and I meant to ask her to do it, but didn't have time. This one actually has where the goal came from. So, you know, I was just kind of curious as to where they came from, so she was able to put them together for me. So if you have any questions, I've got that right here. Where did that goal come from? We've got it. But I was hoping to get back with her, but I had a couple of crazy days at work, so no excuses, just the way it is. And I apologize, but with that, I just wanted to let you know that these were actually came from groups, agencies, department heads, nonprofit groups, private groups,
community advocates,
community advocates,
other counties, Right. And there are some in here that are out of Oconee that seem to fit what we were looking at. Last thing, Mike, you mentioned that the we sent out this document to department heads, and we did send it out to different organizations, whether state, federal, probably about 35 different groups. We got one in late this afternoon that we have not incorporated here, and we may need some deciphering tools to understand the hieroglyphics, but we continue to get some information, and so we're working on that. So,
all right, cool. With that, I don't see reason why we can't just jump on in. And the
only thing I would add is the active goals, what were in blue or the kind of the italic, those you all have already agreed on pretty much. There really have been, no, there may be some wordsmithing, but the goals themselves have had very little, if any, change. It's really the strategies that need to be the focus tonight.
And I thought I had got, we may have to work off of that one that I sent you.
Okay, that's cool.
That's it. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So.
That's fine. Go.
Cool. So.
It's the same thing, except it identifies where it came from.
Does the public, do you have copies, or can you see this? Okay, all right.
They don't have copies with where it came from, but they have the copies that you guys received in the mail. So, yes.
No, you don't have. We just did.
One more thing before we start. I know we have a place for public comment in the agenda. I know we've already approved the agenda, but if there's a relevant comment and the public raises their hand, does anyone have a problem with us recognizing them?
No.
I mean, it's a very small group. They've all been to meetings before, and I don't think anybody's going to start a riot or anything, so I think we're all good. So if you have a comment, just please raise your hand, and we'll try to recognize you as soon as possible, okay? All right.
As we go through, could you identify the source of each of these?
It's on here, but if you can see it, if not, I can.
We can't really see it.
Okay. All right. I'll say it when I present. Goal one, strategy one. This came from the strategic plan that the county commissioners approved in January of 2016, and also came from a planning board member or planning board members. And it's to create a streamlined permitting and licensing process that coordinates customer service across departments and jurisdictions. Comments? Everybody good in theory with that one?
I'm good with it.
All right. Number two, I'm not going to read them all, but if somebody wants them read, I'll read them. But otherwise, let's move on to number two. Came from the strategic plan and county commissioner strategic plan and planning board member of members.
Do we really need to put that in there?
I think it's one of the key things that needs to be in there.
What are you uncomfortable with about it, Wayne?
It says create incentive to support the development of living wage jobs. How do we do that? How do we create incentives to support the development of living wage jobs?
Well, that will be worked out more when we get down into the actual performance measures, responsible. I mean, you know, this is our strategy and our goal. I mean, you create incentives by the county offers incentives to industry to come here that pays a living wage. And those companies are then encouraged to come to our county. So,
well, isn't that already in place? Isn't that already going on with the Transylvania County Strategic Economic Development, the T?
But I don't think that just because it's being done in some places doesn't mean it shouldn't be part of our vision and our plan for the next 10 years for this county.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, if I we might have some very specific things then that those groups that are already working on this, such as T, could put under their focus area with, you know, their implementation plan. I mean, I think we'll find a lot of things in this are already being worked on by some group. I would hope so. Because otherwise, you know, we're not going
to
get there.
So we really don't need to create them. They're already going on.
Well, there might be other ones that we want to create.
You know, Wayne, you look at this more as an overarching plan, not a battle plan. So this is what we want to look at. We'll get to how we do it when we get there.
Ms. Moore? Yeah, we have financial incentives to attract business, but you know, we're also talking about developing a business park with county and the city working together. I mean, there's other incentives besides, like Maureen said, what exists now. It could be having good schools, it could be having good roads, it could be having, you know, a good work training program, a lot of other things besides just the financial incentive that is in place.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm comfortable with everything except the term living wage. And that's, I mean, it's a term that's used by Just Economics and several groups, and I think that, you know, if we take their exact term, then we're condoning or adopting or recommending that the county use their exact plan and philosophy and strategy. And I'd rather just see quality wage, well-paying jobs, something more generic.
You know, I noticed something when going through this, that there's capital letters and there's small letters. And when there's a capital letter, we talked about this Monday morning. When there's capital letters, that indicates a program that's already in place. When it's a little letter, it's more of a definition. So, but if you want to be, I'd be in favor of changing that to good paying jobs or something like that.
Well, I think we ought to match the strategic plan that was already approved by the commissioners, where they specifically, in their very first goal on the strategic plan, say an increase in living wage jobs. I mean, they're using that term. So we're sort of matching our term to what's already been approved by the county as to one of the goals of what the county leadership wants to encourage. So I think we ought to keep it, because it would just confuse people if we use something totally different than what the commissioners have already used in their approved document.
Well, we're basing this in great part on the survey that came back in. And what word did they use a lot in the survey, Joy?
They use living wage 155 times. They use good paying jobs about that amount. I have the exact numbers in my notes. So they use good paying jobs and they use living wage, both of them. In my office.
Well, my thought is that for a 10-year plan, we're not adopting an exact program. We're promoting the idea of good jobs and great wages. We're not endorsing the living wage program.
Yeah, what's confusing is there is that living wage coalition, so we don't want to reference that.
I think we're referencing the strategic plan from the commissioners. And they've already used the term. So I don't see how it's going to be confusing to people, because they're going to see this plan, and they're going to see this plan, and they're going to see that they're in harmony. If we use a different term, then people are going to say, well,
what's that mean?
What's this versus this? So I think we should keep the same terminology. And, I mean, I understand your concerns, but obviously the commissioners didn't have that concern because they already used the term in their documents. So if they're not concerned about it, I'm not sure why we should be so concerned.
But the Economic Alliance uses markets as well-paying jobs.
Something like that. We argued over that too.
Ms. Barnes has it. Go ahead.
I think that living wage is a much more specific term than good paying or better grammar, well paying jobs. Because specifically that means that the people who have those jobs are not dependent on any kind of government assistance in order to meet their basic daily needs.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we've not done it.
Go ahead.
What I would think was a good paying wage might not be what you think. I mean, it's very subjective.
Mm-hmm. What we've done a poor job of in the past is Transylvania County, all of our groups, the county, its groups, working toward the same goal haven't been on the same page necessarily. The primary group that's responsible for economic development in this county now is the Transylvania Economic Alliance. And I think we should support their efforts by using their terminology. It is, you know, they're the main driving force now for economic development in the county. We need to get on board with them, be using the terminology. I feel that they're using, they're the ones responsible for it, not the commissioners necessarily. They're contracting with them to do it. If they're using the term well-paying jobs, I think we need to be in line with them because it's very important in Raleigh that we're all on the same page. They like to see that. It adds, when you're going for grants, things of that nature in Raleigh, when you can show everybody's on the same page and using the same terminology is very evident of that, you're going to get more points and get more attention. Because they see this is a community effort. We don't have this group saying this and this group saying this. So, and you know, you're probably going to hear me harp on that through this entire thing. We need to be, in this case, it's economic development. We need to go with a group that's in charge of economic development's terminology.
And to that point, not to put names or anything, Josh did comment on this, and he had no comment on use of living wage. And so he did not have a response on that when we look at his comments. I don't think that was a flag for him, but I don't know. That's a difference between an individual representing and the board discussion, and I don't know how that plays out. You've got a comment back here.
Mr. Ed,
in the last community advocate meeting, I sat at the table with Josh Hollingsley, and we had a lively discussion about this, and he absolutely supported it.
He absolutely what?
supported living wages.
Okay.
Well, I'm the only one that hadn't commented on this, I guess, and I'm certainly comfortable with the concept. I'm like Mac, I'm a little concerned about the word living wage for the same problems essentially that Max stated. If you capitalize it, it becomes a program. And good, well-paid jobs is a term that's being used. But I think it was Mr. Edney at the last meeting as I was walking around the tables. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were the one that said if we're going to create incentives for jobs, then we should create the incentives for the best-paying jobs available. The other jobs will come with it.
And I'm
comfortable with that concept. I'm just a little leery of the word living wage. I certainly have no problem with the concept.
Mr. Chairman, what if we used, what if we defined it in the definitions?
Well,
clearly.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it's
not just the government or what Webster says, but what?
Transylvania County, there is a definition for it that is 210% of median income.
I've read all.
Which does, as was mentioned, it provides a wage that somebody does not need subsidies.
That's today. We don't know what it's going to be 8-10 years from now.
It's a slight.
It's
all I'm saying is, in the definition page, we can define what we're talking about.
Yeah, I agree.
Good paying, well paying, not a fixed program. That's what, when they see the little L, little W, that's what that indicates. It's a well paying job. It's a good paying job.
There's a comment back here. Did you raise your hand, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did.
Okay. What I'd like to suggest is that
this is like an auction. You got to be careful.
Have Joy highlight in yellow living wage jobs. Let's, and then go on. I mean, I think the concept of supporting something of this is good. It may be that term. So let you know, just highlight it, bold it like that, and you can come back.
Is everybody comfortable doing that and coming back either at the end of this meeting or at the next meeting and discussing?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
One thing that worries me is I'm afraid that somewhere down the road, you know, if you use the term living wage, then in order for a business to qualify for these incentives, they're going to have to be living wage certified. And
that creates a problem, huh?
Well, I've met the requirements, but I don't want just the economics to come look at my payroll records. I mean, I also read their website, and they're big on spreading unionization in the South and lots of other little ancillary things that I don't agree with and I don't want to subject my business to.
I understand.
You know, I mean, I just don't think that as a county we need to require somebody to go off and join some other group and be certified by that other group in order to qualify for our incentives.
Well, the sentence does not say that we are going to demand living wage. It says we will support it.
They don't have to be certified by anyone. They just have to pay a certain level. I mean, if they come in and say, I'm going to create 30 new jobs at $12 an hour, which is above the living wage for here, I mean, that's all it takes. And then when they meet that, then the county pays that incentive after they've hired the people at that wage. Then, you know, there's no entity that has to come in and certify it. It's an agreement between the company and the county.
As a taxpayer, I would prefer that my tax dollars, if they're going to be used to incentivize the company to move here, I do not want my tax dollars used to incentivize somebody that's going to pay minimum wage.
All right, can we hobnail this one, highlight it, and come back either at the end of this meeting or the next meeting? That may be the best way to do it because we can get into these big discussions.
Moving forward.
Yeah, I think if you just move through.
Okay. Thank you.
On the next one, may I suggest that you delete number 3 and it really becomes something that is part of number 5? Because number 5 is the big picture. Number 5 is developing sustainable funding mechanisms. You don't need to say a specific mechanism. So I would say take new market tax credit. Even though it is a tool and it is good, it really is a tool under number 5. And so I would suggest that you consider combining or just doing away with number 3.
Well, I was going to make that same comment, interestingly enough. I have 3, 4, and 5 all circled together. I want to bring this up and open it for discussion now that we're on number 3, 4, and 5. Do we need to make a more general overarching goal that says we support the efforts of T as opposed to being specific? This is my personal opinion. We have a lot of plans being done in the county right now. And I see this plan as a capstone to sort of pull all the other plans together, along with the strategic plan. How specific do we need to get? Or can we say, because 3, 4, and 5 basically are functions of that T would undertake. You know,
my only caveat with that is T is funded for 3 years.
Okay.
This is a 10-year plan. And whether or not the commissioners renew T is up to them.
So would there be another way to say it without then saying T? What I'm trying to say is I think that we need to focus more on the big picture because I'm not a part of T, and You know, I don't know what they're doing in the room. I'm not the expert on that. And I think it's just my opinion that we should look at more, do we focus on supporting team and let them use the tools they find usable.
Wasn't T initial 3-year and then they were going to see it? Or
that's what I said. 3-year funding and then actually it's a 90-day funding.
And then they were going to see if it could stand on its own.
Right. So it may not be in existence. It could be out of existence in July. If the commissioners decide not to fund it, they give 90 days notice and they're done. So to put it in a 10-year document seems rather not the proper way to go about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem saying collaborate with other agencies and jurisdictions. I mean, that leaves flexibility in 10 years as to, you know, what those agencies and jurisdictions are. I mean, I don't think we're getting so specific there that it's a problem.
I wrote something like this, and I'll just throw it out to you. You can do whatever you want with it. Coordinate and collaborate with T to expand economic base through development of infrastructure, the creation of industrial and commercial locations. We're going that right there. And the upgrading of currently available economic development sites. I think it's more, it's less specific. It's more overarching. It looks in the future. But that's just my suggestion.
I agree with all of it you said, except the inclusion of T. I mean, it's...
You could just put the Transmission Economic Alliance or other successor or whatever kind of organization, you know, whoever's in charge of economic development for the county.
Or successor
agencies.
Yeah. The reason... Okay, thank you, Mike. Yeah. The reason I said that is one of the things we said way back when we started was we didn't want this thing to be huge, and I think that sort of takes 3 or 4 strategies and puts them into one. So that's just my suggestion. You do whatever you want with it.
Well, and there's no doubt that economic development is the main focus of 70-some% of the respondents from the survey. So it's gonna go forward.
If you want to include the word T and then add other agencies as exist,
makes sense.
But to tie it to one entity, then it says that if they're not there, then we don't support it.
You all right? Any comments over here? Okay. I want to make sure everybody's got a chance to talk on every round. But that's my suggestion. It kind of ties 3 goals together. It doesn't take anything out of there. It just makes it less specific.
Can you say that again so I can take it?
Can I send it to you tomorrow? Can you read that? I bet you can. How long was
goal number 2?
Right there.
Okay.
Can you read the numbers?
Colonial American on the right.
If you get it wrong, I'll... You would read that? You got it. Kind of like that. Economic base, the development of infrastructure, the creation of industrial and commercial locations. And the upgrading currently available economic development sites. This is better than us talking about it. I can't remember what we said. Like we said. Maybe 3, 4, 5. That's the best. Some of the infrastructure, common. You take out the trees.
Yeah, that's what.
Those are errant letters.
Figure.
collaborate with T, comma, other agencies, comma, and.
Yeah.
And Mark, how did you word that a minute ago? Or other.
Just said successor.
Successor agency. Okay. Under T.
I think the way it's written is good. Okay. We don't. That, you know, I think it's covered under other agencies.
Okay.
If T.
Okay.
I think if you put or successor, it's kind of
it weakens
like,
it.
Yeah.
If yeah. What I would suggest another word though: coordinate, collaborate, and for your consideration, fund.
Yeah.
I like fund.
I mean, that's the whole thing. If you're gonna is, you know, otherwise just more coordination and collaboration. There's got to be something there that, and then you can get. What do you?
That's not a bad idea.
Okay. All right. Now, there the change is you got to get rid of the with.
Efforts of, yeah, by T, there you go.
Yep, there you go. Can y'all read that back there?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Could you put an or and a T?
Because it's not either or. We want us to. Maybe we want to support other jurisdictions and T. Maybe we want to support T and other jurisdictions. So this way it leaves it open. It's not an either or. So
then we're going to delete.
And I would suggest not just deleting, but just putting a.
Maybe just highlighting when we come back.
Yeah, well, what I was going to do on number four is, yeah, the strike through just like
yeah,
that. Exactly.
Okay.
That way you can know what you. When you read this again, we'll print this off, we'll send it to you electronically, and we can print it prior to the next meeting. That way you can go back and say, oh, well, hold it. That is okay. Or, no, I don't like that. All right.
Everybody comfortable for the time being?
It'll work.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward. Okay. Number six. Are you ready?
Well, are we agreeing to delete number?
Just strike through.
What?
3, 4, and 5.
Four? Well, which four?
The renumbered four. Renumbered four right
now.
No,
let me strike through that one.
Okay. That's where we are right now.
Yes.
I got now confused with two numbers.
That's what was six.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, isn't that part of the incentive to. That's already being offered by the Transylvania Economic Alliance.
Lead is?
Negative.
No.
Not low impact design.
Uh-uh.
If you spend.
Is not.
Okay. More. Lead requires additional construction costs. The more money you spend to build your building, the more incentives T gives you, more points you get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double.
It's a county incentive policy. It's not the alliance's policy.
Doesn't the county go along with this?
Yeah, but it's the county's policy.
So we should have it in our county competency.
This case. This suggestion came from the Transylvania County Natural Resources Council. It didn't come from the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important that it be in there.
Yeah.
I think
I wouldn't.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't this offered to the county commissioners as a resolution? And either wasn't accepted or wasn't.
That's correct.
I believe that's correct. We may need to check into that, but I.
No, it is. That is correct. But you're looking 10 years out. You're saying what you value in 10 years. Would you value what I? In reading this, the word that I find that strikes me is harm.
that kind of just jumps out at me, and I would say limit environmental impact or negative impact as opposed to harm. And harm to me just kind of hits hard, and so
it's going to harm the environment. There's regulatory agencies that will come after you. In theory.
Well, I think, you know, the issue is, what is our vision for this county as we're moving forward? And our vision includes the fact that we want to make sure that we don't do anything negative to the wonderful environment, you know, that we have here, that we're preserving and protecting our natural environment. And one of the ways to do that is, of course, offering incentives so that, you know, developers that do come in, you know, develop using practices that would limit any type of impact. So I think this is right in line with the larger visions that we have, not just the economic health vision, but also the vision where we talk about the environment, you know. So, it, you know, I think it's a great way. We're sort of combining these two areas and showing how we come up with strategies that will allow us to do both.
I would be in favor of this if we took out the programs.
He's low impact design and LEED. And that's the capitalization that Mike and Wayne were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But you know,
there are some negatives to this that businesses look at, and they'll walk away from your county if there are too many negatives. Again, I would go along with this, but let's take the programs out of it.
I think there's two issues with specifically naming programs. One is it potentially limits you to just those programs. Down the road, somebody says, well, they just talk about low impact design and LEED.
Well, and other proven practices.
And two is, the second point is, when those restrictions change down the road, and they will, what you have to do is stay in compliance with them.
Yeah.
That's my concern. That's my concern with any capital letter program.
Low impact design and LEEDs are not mandatory programs. Those are voluntary.
May I make a suggestion?
You're right.
Offer incentives for businesses that employ proven practices to limit negative environmental impacts. I think the low impact design and LEED are two very proven and worthy desires. But I understand taking those out as specifics and just saying that you're looking for development that use proven practices to limit negative impact. Yeah. But I also think you need to insert the word offer incentives for businesses and development if you want to do that.
Our business does really well on LEED projects, like nationwide. The average ready mix company uses 4% recycled products. We use 33%, and we make special songs that are LEED certified. But as far as kind of based on what I heard about the comment about living wage or good paying jobs, I want my tax money spent on business and development that will bring good paying jobs. Not LEED certified jobs, not low impact design projects.
But then,
and I want the plan to be simple, straightforward. And I don't want to spend any money on someone getting LEED certified. I mean, very few businesses that are the size that the problems are located in this county are going to go with that. And I think the only LEED certified businesses in the county are government buildings.
I've talked to a person who built a big multi-million dollar custom home, and they went with the LEED certification. They Their architect talked them into it. It cost them a lot more money. They're not seeing the savings, and they're not getting the payback that they talked about getting. So, and that's just the residents. So,
if you talk to Jack Cecil, who developed Biltmore Park, he will tell you that having that development certified, LEED certified, has paid off.
How long is that?
It's been in development since 2007. And so I think, Mac, to your point about wages and jobs, I think everybody agrees that is the piece. But if you look at those companies that are willing to invest in LEED practices and are willing to pay you a premium for LEED-based stone that you're using, would those companies probably, on a whole, pay higher level wages? They're willing to pay you for stone that's like that. My guess is they're willing to pay employees a higher wage for what they bring. That's an assumption that I'm making.
Maybe they got to pay a lower wage to pay for the higher materials.
I doubt that. I doubt it, but I don't. I'm making an assumption. But are you okay by taking out low impact and LEED and saying off? I mean, you're not saying that this is the critical piece.
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
I take the programs out of finance. I don't think this was endorsed by the Economic Alliance.
Well, you and that meeting, Matt, they talked about that. It was proposed to TNRC, and the Alliance looked at it, and they didn't want to take action now, but did agree to look at it the next time the incentive policy came up for review. So that's sort of where they left it.
Okay. Suggestion, highlight it in yellow and move on. It is something that you need to come back and just say you agree with or not. Just from a time standpoint right now.
Yeah. Number seven, the old number seven on this sheet, number seven. All right.
Okay.
What's happening up there? But the old number seven here. Support efforts for designated growth to provide physical structures, water, sewer infrastructure, designated growth areas. That's the one I'm talking about. That came from the Planning Board and Community Advocates. Discussion on that.
The only thing I have is, you know, is the designated development areas do not include either Rosman or Warren. You know, they. Our support should also include those two subdivisions. You know, your designated area stops at the boundaries of both of those, and they should be included in those.
So, in other words, we should say support, skip the rest of that line, and then say water and sewer.
No, I mean you have to redefine the edges of your borders for your designated development area,
or
to include both.
Or just include them all.
Yeah, to include Brevard and Rosman.
Yeah.
That we, you know, if they have something going, we should be in support of it, yeah. Not stand by and watch because it's not within the county itself.
You just take out efforts, put a line through the rest of that line, then that wouldn't that accomplish it?
No.
Blaine, he's referring to the map that was provided at the last meeting.
I lost it in the shuffle.
was a draft of what designated growth areas could look like.
Yeah, here it is.
That map?
This map, Blaine.
Also,
and expanding that.
That's
here it is.
Also, 2013, the Planning Board did a study that designated some growth areas that were fairly similar to that. You might want to look at that as well. Yes, sir.
The Alliance is just finishing up the study, and their emphasis is on the major transportation corridor.
Similar to the Planning Board report of 2013?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, it doesn't matter where that corridor is.
We should probably mention that TNRC meeting that you guys were there. They mentioned this and infrastructure and how Rosman and Brevard, the county will act as the conduit for that, tying them all together. So that's in the works right now.
My point was, if we're going to reference the designated area, that it should include both of those subdivisions.
Both of these
entities.
And they are already included, but maybe not.
But not on our maps.
Not on our maps. They should be included.
Can we take a look at that?
A little Sharpie, and we can do that.
So I think you've got two different issues going on with this. You've got the supporting of the development of physical structures, water and sewer, and then you've got designated growth areas. And designated growth areas really fall under land use. And so to me, I'm wondering if the objective of this should be to support the extension of water and sewer and the physical structures, and then not say where.
Yeah, works much better for me.
And then under land use, come back in and say support the designation of growth areas, regardless of county, Rodman, or Brevard.
Right, okay, that's right.
Because I know this is going to shock you, though. I'm uncomfortable with the term designated growth areas.
No, I hadn't thought about that. But here, though, they're two different things. And what's the key element, if you go back up to the actively supports efforts to promote and grow existing businesses and create places and policies to attract. That's just a thought for you to think about.
I like it.
I do too.
That's fine.
Anybody else on?
What about, this kind of parallels it, so we might want to add it on to the end or replace what we had with this. But what about, Transylvania County supports the development of an inventory of suitable land for an industrial park. The park should be marketed to the target markets identified by the Economic Alliance. And the community is also supportive of infill industrial development by a shell building project.
I like what you said.
Can I read
that? That is very long. Need another strategy to be standalone, or do you want to attach it to this?
That was my question. I thought it was a good point, and we can add.
Do you have it written down?
Yes.
Do you want to bring it to me, and I'll type it up so everyone can visualize it?
Visualization.
There, you're really quiet. Sleeping over there, huh? Tired from that hike?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's three different sequences. So, is there a way to tie them together? Support the creation of the
And I get these blades to look like.
I think this is where you're going.
Yeah.
I think
you can, Jack, the underused and fallow land And we've got a lot of young farmers trying to get started. So we can set up a land bank and leasing program for those fallow and underutilized
farms. I think you're chewing it like
a meat.
Our
I talked to him about this 4 months ago. It's nice to have a good boy there. You need somebody who knows what they're doing. He's a very affable fellow.
Okay. Has that got what you, Mac? Mac, is that what you... Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
You do?
Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't like it.
I got to agree with Mr. Hovey on this.
The only thing I don't like is the Shell vending program.
You get into a situation where a company will move in if there is some place for them to get a foothold in the county.
That's true.
If not, they'll go where they can find it.
And if that's too specific, we can take you down.
No, I think what you did there is fine, Matt.
Is it addressed up here with provide physical structures? Or is this different?
The physical structures part is the same. But
I would delete physical structures because I think if physical structures really,
right,
in my mind, is the Shell building,
right,
that you have.
Does it need to be in both places, or which place does it need to be?
Keep water and sewer separate.
In number 6? Okay.
Yeah. And I know I'm in the majority of that. So put in what you want.
Yeah, you look at Oscar Blues. The only reason they're here is because there was a building that they could move into.
And look at the Excelsior building.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, but they had to raise their roof.
Yeah, but they still had the footprint.
That took
they
a
had
lot of time
to
and energy to get them in there. And if we did not have, they were looking at, there's a long story why they are there and how I got them there. We don't need to go there right here.
But would you say that's a definition?
I'm in the minority, I get that.
Would you say that the Shell building got them here?
A building that they could modify was the only reason why we were able to get them here.
I'm good with that. That is one of the...
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we agree.
It's 2 tonight.
Damn, it's getting scary.
Yeah, right. I don't know about you guys.
Okay, that was the old number 7.
We might as well just yellow line the next one.
Number 8. on the old sheet, number 8.
This is one that I found repeated itself. So I don't...
What do you mean?
You look over at...
All right, I'll say it. High impact land use?
Out.
No.
Out.
No.
And the reason is the county commissioners have already dealt with this term, I think, twice. I hate to be shoving it back in front of them again.
That needs to be.
I don't think just because they did not adopt the ordinance that we brought to them a year and a half, 2 years, a year and a half ago, and the fact that they put a 6-month moratorium on it, and that is long past, we are long past that 6 months.
And they haven't brought it up again.
But I think we need to deal with this issue because this is really important in terms of the overall plan. So I don't think we just toss it out.
I think we can talk about this all night.
Well, I think... So this one topic has already turned the planning board over twice. And the commission has voted it down 4-1. I mean, are we going to bring this up every 6 months?
I concur with that.
We need to move on.
Remember, the county commission asked you to develop an ordinance, which you spent a year. Doing, and then they rejected it. In 10 years, who knows what composition the county commission is going to have if you're forward looking.
Yeah. So a thought, guys. Wayne, I think, has accurately said, Mike has agreed, don't use cap words, don't use lead, don't use the name. You're actually identifying specifics here. You're actually identifying high impact land use plan. You're actually saying, is there to the beginning point here where it says Transylvania County actively supports efforts and policies to attract new businesses? And so maybe what you need to do is get rid of the high impact land use plan and say that the county will consider or will adopt policies that promote economic development outside of Rosman and Brevard. They have plans already. Brevard particularly does. So maybe that's what you need to focus on, is focusing on policies rather than high impact for corridor, because in 10 years there may be a different tool. You may well call it something else. But it's trying to come up with a policy that says we want to try to make it simpler for a business to either grow because the zoning allows it or the land uses allow, or they're protected. Biomass. Biomass, if it was with the original, as it was originally looked at, if somebody was coming back into this county and they saw what went on there without having some understanding of land use around them, I can assure you the Alliance will not have any opportunity to bring them in.
No.
There has to be some certainty. So maybe get rid of those specific things, but consider.
Do you think we turn any business, on the other flip side of it, do we turn any business away because of that now?
It happened, but it's not a problem in Henderson County.
I don't.
No.
I don't. And you can look at Buncombe County, you look at Henderson County,
yes,
what's happening.
We're turning it away.
You know, this is not fair to consider that.
That's
for some
effect. We've done all the time from
Jackson.
All the time.
All the other.
Barely, but it is done.
But it's not fair. And you know it. As well, you know.
But why are we struggling in Transylvania? Why are we struggling in Transylvania? Because we don't have any plans.
I think it's because we don't have any infrastructure, but that's the bigger issue.
That's a bigger issue.
And that's the one we need to focus on, in my opinion.
When people locate, they like to have some idea of what's coming up, and that's called a plan.
I'm not opposed to a plan.
Do you see what Joy has on here?
Policies and plans?
Ambiguously.
Maybe too.
It doesn't say anything. I have a plan. So does Donald Trump. He won't tell you what it is, but he's got a plan. So did Nixon. He had a plan. Didn't work either. Unless you write it down, it isn't a plan.
So if it's too ambiguous, do we need it?
I think we need something like this. I mean, I can live with the ambiguity. I would rather have it be more specific. But I think one of the things over the next 10 years that this county is going to have to come to grips with is the fact that we've got to have some land use plan. And, you know, saying adopt policies for designated growth areas to create consistency for development. That is good for business. That is not anti-business. That is actually good to promote this county, to encourage businesses to come here.
Actually, a bank is
required. Wait a minute, I just thought of something. We have a zoned area of Transylvania County already.
Mm-hmm.
Is business flocked into that because they know what the expectations are, or is it growing just like the rest of the county? We've got a laboratory in this county. Is it being flocked to because it has zoning regulations right now? Is Pisgah Forest being overrun with industry, with businesses, with commerce, or is it growing just like the rest of the county? And I think we have an on-the-ground example.
Well, I think what we have is, these are tools, and that is one tool. Now, you have to combine having that
with other tools that you use to attract and bring in industry. It's not a, you have, you know, the designated land user, the zoning, whatever you want to call it, and then all of a sudden, wham, you know, business is going to come. Of course not. You've got to have that part of an overall strategy where you have, you know, really the right type of governance that brings in industry. You've got the right infrastructure, which we've already been talking about, and then we combine that with, you know, the high education that we need to have, and you make it a package, and that's what brings in industry and helps the economy. So this is one tool that we ought to have as part of the plan.
Mark. There is a laboratory, but there's very few parcels that are large enough to support industrial development. One parcel did just go for a new charter school that's in that zoning area, wasn't it? In there, Mark?
Two parcels, and it's a major change to that whole area.
The storage business, while it is a business, does not promote any real economic activity. They put $1 million or whatever into that, but as soon as the construction's over, it gives nothing back.
Mike, does it promote well-paying jobs?
No.
I'm just curious if we have a laboratory here that we can see whether that theory works or not.
Well, one of the things that I found...
Well, that's a good point.
No, it's a good point. But I would come back and say that any business trying to move here, unless they are independently wealthy and can fund a project in its entirety, you're going to borrow money. And one of the things that a lending institution is going to want to know is whether or not the property that they are trying to acquire is zoned. That's just banking. We're looking at issues with flood damage control ordinance. Different topic, but same thing. Lending institutions are driving so many of these decisions, and any time that you can provide certainty and consistency, it helps development process. And so, I agree with Mark Tooley. I think Mike brings up a good example, but it's such a small area. I thought you were going to say the city of Florence was the...
We have that too.
And there's actually a lot going on right now. But I think that what I was trying to do is where there was specificity before that you wanted to get rid of, you know, the lead specifically identifying this, what I was trying to do was suggesting this is don't say how you're going to do it, but just say I would get rid of it, consider it. I would say you adopt policies and plans. But maybe what you need to do for sake of time is just highlight this one yellow and move on.
There's a comment back here.
We've got to deal with this.
Wait, hang on just a second.
When I served on the public board, we were influenced by community expression of their concerns, whether it was positive or negative. The overwhelming response from the community was when you had a negative response to whatever policy you would consider. They don't fill up meeting spaces to tell you how much they love the policy you're going to consider to vote. So I would urge you to think about, not necessarily tonight, but how can you give commissioners cover with their constituencies and meet the requirement that Mark talked about in providing security when you talk about loans and that sort of thing. Having bought a piece of commercial land, I can tell you the bank is all about security, knowing what the rules are. So if there's some way you can give commissioners cover with their constituency and still provide the kind of clarity that the lenders need, that's how we think about it.
What needs to happen in those designated growth areas? In my opinion, after what we experienced with the biomass facility, we need to go to those designated growth areas and have the people that live there now zone it if they want to zone it, high impact land use ordinance if they want to do that. The folks out on 280 past Little Mountain may not mind high impact. The folks between Brevard and Rosman on 64 might have a problem, or vice versa. That, in my opinion, that's what needs to be done as we try to attract business here, so we don't end up attracting a business to a location where the citizens don't want that located there. That's the reason I like the ambiguity here. Let's let, because, you know, later in the document, we talk about citizen-driven policy, policies and plans. And I think to be consistent with that, we should advocate the same thing here in those designated growth areas.
Okay.
But again, to me, if the folks don't want high-impact land use in their area, let that community come together and pass the ordinance for that zone anyway.
So would you say designated citizen designated growth area?
I think we need to work on the language.
I think so.
I don't think I would change it.
Okay.
From what is proposed up there now.
Yes. Citizen driven.
One of the problems with your laboratory theory is most of that area was a brownfield until very recently. And you know, there's still the hesitation of people to move in. Are they really sure it's cleaned up yet? So.
Okay. You're talking about Ecusa?
Yeah.
I think Max had a comment, then go ahead.
I was going to say, for 25 years we've been buying land, opening businesses, and this town, and borrowing money. And I know back when the bankers used to actually bring a check to the closing, we borrowed so much money that they had to bring two checks. And in 25 years, I've never been asked if a piece of property was owned.
But you have been asked, is it clean? Have you done a phase one?
Well, yeah, that has to be for the DTFD transfer.
So you've never been asked?
Never.
Have you used basically the same bank?
A couple of banks.
They're looking at the ability of you to pay. I think you've got a credit history with those banks that somebody moving to this area would not necessarily have. And most businesses that were growing would not have the staying power that you and your family have that kind of provide that security to a bank.
And the other thing, as far as these small designated growth areas, I think in Jackson County they do like 640 acres on areas, this little community based on
it. And for zoning, you have a minimum of 640.
Are so full of drama, and I mean, it's like the days of our lives.
Well, we saw that mask of force. You're right.
You basically have
Darrell Houston.
You basically have a little community, and you have two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for supper. And you know, you have three neighbors that don't want their other neighbor to build a building and open a business. And
Darrell, how many times did we see a casket come to a meeting? Your point's well taken.
I'll send y'all a thing from Glenville and Jackson County where they started this program, and they had like eight families in the community got together and decided to kick this project off. Well, if you get on the GIS project, the first thing you'll see is that six of those eight don't have property in the highlighted area on the map, and some of them, the line goes all the way around their property. So they're getting to tell all their neighbors what to do, but nobody gets to tell them what to do. And it all started because a lady built a $900,000 house and her neighbor moved in a single wide down the road, and when she had it appraised, it only appraised for $800,000. So now they want to zone the whole community.
Yeah.
And
I would highlight
two wolves in the land. I like that.
Anyway,
we're going to
I'd say we hop off that one too and come back to it.
Highlight it.
All right. That puts us through goal number one.
Zoom in right on.
Goal number two. Goal number two strategy.
Well, wait.
Yeah.
When the staff regenerated this, they added this additional blue line item. Transylvania County coordinates economic development efforts with agencies, nonprofit schools, and municipalities. Do we really need that? I mean, should that be an item number rather than a category? I'm just asking.
It's very similar to the item number that was recommended by Mike up here. Coordinate, collaborate, and fund efforts by IT and other agencies.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it kind of say the same thing?
And then
if you look at least some of these can be rolled all into one, like 2, 3, and 4 could be.
What about this?
And 6 and 7. And
Wayne, what about this? Support marketing campaigns that highlight our quality of life, sense of place, and natural scenic beauty. I'm sorry. Arts and culture, historical culture, and natural scenic beauty.
As an item number?
Instead of... Because I think everything in those 8 or 10 goals could be almost reduced to that statement. And I think there's some... Actually, I think 6 and 7 can be moved to education.
Yes.
And I think
that they definitely should.
We take 6 and 7 on the old sheet,
right,
not the numbers up here, but on the old sheet, 6 and 7, and move into education. I think we can hit the rest of those goals with one statement.
Well, you didn't hit number 8 in your one statement.
No, you can actually move that to...
That could go under the last one.
And I have a comment about that, too. It's the same thing about specificity. Is that the right way to say that?
Say that again?
Specificity. I don't know.
I'm glad I didn't hear that.
Actually, that could go under health, culture, and equity.
Yeah, if you limit it just to train... Are we, once again, limiting ourselves? Could we partner with local nonprofits and eliminate a name to better connect citizens currently relying on subsidies? We can discuss that when we get there, but I think, once again, I think it needs to be a bigger goal. But, having said what I just said, if you take 6 and 7 and move into education, we discuss 8. Everything else can be covered in one sentence. Or a
paragraph.
Paragraph, I'm sorry. Maybe 2 sentences. Maybe 3.
Yeah, I definitely...
Honestly, I don't think we even move a number 8 to education.
If we move number 8 to education, I still have the same concern about it. But if we handle the others, but for a moment, let's sit 6, 7, and 8 aside and look at 1 through 5 and 9 and 10. I think can all be covered in a statement like that or similar, like that or that, so that, that statement.
Everybody okay with that?
Well, it depends what that statement exactly says.
Well, hang on just a second. Mark's got a question.
Seems like you're taking your strategies and rolling them up and making a goal out of them. You're taking them by doing that. These are strategies that have numbers in front of them, and you want to roll them into one goal statement. So I think you're...
No, we want to make them strategies.
I don't think you can do that with one sentence.
Maybe 2.
If you make your strategy so generic, people won't know what they are. Need to be specific if you want action to be taken on them and have them get done.
I think TDA and T are already working on those marketing campaigns. I think it's just the county should just support the effort of that.
Yeah, and I think the chamber needs to be added to that.
Okay.
But that really goes up to what you've done here with the collaborate and fund other agencies.
Right.
Yeah.
That I see one as being part of, I mean, that's could do that. I would... The support marketing campaigns that highlight our quality of life, that's really... Mark, would you agree that's pretty specific? That one's almost too specific to say you're going to support marketing campaigns. Is that not just fund TDA, support and fund TDA?
Well,
or its successor.
TDA.
TDA or any of the things. I just...
him, but.
Points are hard about that. It's weird.
Am I hearing the scratch number one because it's the, essentially the goal that we inserted up under the first goal?
That was a thought that I had on that.
Yeah, it's sort of duplicative.
Okay. And then support marketing campaigns that highlight our quality of life, arts and culture, and natural resources to encourage businesses to live here or locate here.
TDA has a multi-year,
five-year plan,
marketing plan that was presented to the commissioners that has about five basic goals. Maybe we, instead of saying marketing campaigns, we find a way to support this plan. I mean, the plan, I think, has essentially already been approved. And
rather than us reiterating.
Right.
Yeah, you struck that. Number one's gone. Okay. So I think you are saying support those things in front. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. So that puts us to number three, which I think is an extension of what the TDA is already talking about. Any comments on three and four?
Well, again, I mean, can't they be condensed and not? I hear what Mark says, and I agree with that. That we don't want to get so generic that, but I don't think we want to get super specific and have 50 bullet points either.
You might want to think about, you know, the outline of the whole plan. You had the end was measuring your progress, and as you develop these strategies, think about how you would measure them and if you could measure them.
That's true. Well, do you think roll these together?
I just tried. Support marketing campaigns that highlight our quality of life, arts and culture, and natural resources to encourage businesses to locate here. Does that address two and three well enough to, or three and four well enough to remove those? Or do we need to keep them individual?
What's your thoughts?
You got any comments over here?
You want to think about it?
That works for me. Consolidate those two.
Now, I know one of the things that the strategic plan for the county commissioners emphasized was cultural resources. I don't know if that means the same as arts and culture. There's much more of an emphasis in the strategic plan from the county commissioners on historical culture. I think they called it historical tourism, something like that was the term. It's in the strategies that they have. So I don't know if we need to include, if that would have to be included in there.
That was a goal later on. Maybe we add it there.
Joy, by taking out the old number three, one talks about promote efforts, the other one talks about marketing. So they're sort of
different
things, especially given who submitted the old number three.
Okay.
I sort of liked having them separate, actually. I mean, I just think it's cleaner, it's easier to track, and, you know, as we start to move into the execution of the plan, to me, you know, we just clump it all together under, you know, you know, let's put quality of life, arts, natural resources, put it all in. Well, let's have a marketing campaign to market everything. It's all in one big bundle.
We have that.
But I think, you know, when you make it specific, then it makes people look at it more. When we say, promote the French Broad River, you know, that's, to me, different. It's a different impact. And I just personally prefer having it broken out.
Why don't you include the French Broad River, but not the Blue Ridge Parkway or
Pisgah National Forest?
Pisgah Forest, Georgia State Park, Georgia State Forest, whatever.
I don't fund us.
The TDA, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're already talking.
The TDA has done a marketing study and looked at all the tourism and what needs to be marketed. I mean, how much are we really helping them by finding out one specific item like the very problem?
Here's their five goals, and I can read you, they're all one sentence. Number one, it's all about the outdoors. Number two, outdoor experiences draw visitors, food, festivals, music, and culture. I'm sorry, outdoor experiences draw visitors, food, festivals, music, and culture keep them here. That's goal number two. Goal number three, Transylvania County, still the land of many happy returns. Goal number four, the vacation and travel plan, planning habits of our visitors are dynamic and evolving. And goal number five, Transylvania County in the heart of a crowded and competitive tourism landscape. That's their five.
That's their goal.
That's what it's observations, realities, and notable developments. That's what they said. I don't make this stuff up, I just read it. But that's what they said. That's their five goals. If that helps anybody.
Mac, Transylvania County is the only organization that's taken responsibility for stewarding that river currently. So maybe that's the reason. You know, all the other things you mentioned have a state or federal organization
That's not exactly true, but we're going to come up with that in a little. I just found out today something.
Well, there's other organizations that are working on the river, but the county's the only one that's actively doing it. I mean, you got the Corps engineers, you got wildlife, you got all those other things.
Okay. So back to the original question, what do we do with 3, 4, and 5?
I think they deserve the spaces that are written.
I agree. I think they deserve it.
I don't mind them being singled out the way they are, but I would include more than just the French Broad River. I would say something a little more generic about our state national parks.
To promote our outdoor. Okay. So can we work on wording the four?
Mm-hmm.
You good with 2 and 3 and 4 being broken out? Miss Jackie? You good with 2, 3, and 4 being broken out? Blaine?
What?
You good with 2, 3, and 4 being separate bullets?
Yeah, having them as I like what was said about being accountable and how do you gauge your success, so that makes sense. Thank you.
Well, one thing I keep coming back to on the new number one, do you really want to support marketing campaigns or support quality of life? And a marketing campaign is just, you're just, it could be so long,
but
it could just be, you know,
that's true.
I think really what you're trying to do is support quality of life to encourage businesses to locate. You know, the marketing piece is just one way of doing it, but there are many ways to support the quality.
What about support and highlight?
That I think is fine. I'm just, the more I'm reading marketing campaigns, I think.
It's a negative connotation to it.
I read quality of life.
Yeah, I'm not one of those. Unfortunately, we agree, Mike. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
So we're actually moving the page.
Daryl suggested that we on number four find a way to be less specific, include other Tennessee National Forest, Gorgeous State Park, et cetera, instead of just focusing on the front row.
I mean, it represents 54% of the county.
Right.
And if you include the floodplain, that's another 5. So 59% of the county. 63. You might as well do something.
Do you have a suggestion on the wording, or do you want?
I can make a suggestion.
Okay.
Not right now, off the top of my head, but I'll be glad to email something to you.
Okay. So let's
highlight that.
Put a mark on 4 and move on. Number 5. On the sheet, number 5. I might have looked at the numbers like this.
That's good.
Expand revenues designated for economic development is what we're talking about.
What does that mean, expand revenues?
What do you want it to mean?
That came, by the way, that came from the Oconee County Comp Plan, is where that came from.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm still asking, what is it? Expand revenues.
I think the other word would be increase.
And the other word for revenues would be your money.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't.
Not increase.
Grants.
You could get a foundation that ExxonMobil Foundation that you go to, and so you're paying additional money when you go to the guests, but it's not taxed. That's a for-profit that you would go to. I'm being somewhat facetious right now.
We know.
I think expand, though, Mike, is to...
I'm just asking, what does that mean?
It to increase.
Expand revenue.
You increase revenue.
You increase more of your money.
You go from 11,000 to 500,000.
How do you increase your money?
So
you invest.
Or you raise taxes.
You may need to if you want to.
Well,
some of the things you're talking about.
You invest in your county.
That's an option. That's how you expand revenue.
I mean, if you want to do water and sewer, you're going to be...
Should it say invest funds for development, public-private partnerships, and grants for small businesses and entrepreneurs?
Well, aren't we already expending revenue to do this with teeth? What are they getting? $300,000? What is it? $300,000? $500,000? How much is it?
I think it's $300,000.
And what they're doing is important, but it's not putting in any water lines. It's not putting any fiber optic systems in. It's not putting any anything real, anything hard.
Right. What about designate sufficient revenue?
What was that, Ben?
Designate sufficient revenue.
They say it's sufficient somewhere between 11,000 and 500,000. Anything you want to add on that?
I like that. What's wrong with it?
What does it mean? I'm going to be like you guys right now. I'm going to say, what is designate sufficient?
It's sufficient. It means we get to move on.
Well, it's just a little
too
much.
Good play,
Well, it's isn't it ensure adequate revenues for... Isn't that really what you're saying, is that you want to ensure that there are adequate revenues to make these things happen?
Yeah, because I think sometimes you can have too little to make it happen. Sometimes you may have too much. I'm not sure.
And I would say for economic development related investments, water, sewer, you're investing.
Mm-hmm.
Such as, and then
water, sewer.
Economic development related investments is all one, right?
Yeah.
Did we say that up here? The four efforts that provide water and sewer infrastructure for existing businesses mm-hmm. and encourage new businesses?
It's close, but mm-hmm. that doesn't get to
support and fund efforts?
That's only part of what the other one says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's not comfortable with expand revenues? That can be abused.
Ensure adequate revenues are available.
Well, ensuring implies that they're available.
Okay. So I don't need to put that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, if Coney County's doing something, right?
Obviously, what?
The Coney County's doing something, right?
Yes, they are. Aren't they?
I think that you. That makes more sense to me.
Y'all good with that over there?
I'm good with it.
Okay. My suggestion for 6 and 7 was removing the education portion.
So that's like funding instead of revenues?
Yes,
that's kind of
adequate funding, I agree. Yes.
Sure, adequate funding.
I think that's
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Before you move them, so you don't have to look at them again, are they okay as they are worded?
I have no problem with 6. 7, certified work-ready community is one of the goals from the strategic plan by the county commissioners. They said it a couple of times in there, so.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good with the wording of them. I think they just need to be moved to the education section. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Well, we'd have a number 8, Matt.
You got a question?
Sorry, I think.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I have a problem with number 8 because you single out United Way and Drain because there are major local nonprofits that actually perform similar tasks.
Do you work?
And I'll cite you my own organization, Smart Start of Transylvania County. We bring in state dollars to the tune of almost $700,000 to the county. We also provide training. So our workforce, our early childhood educators, we contract with the health department by a child care health consultant. So by putting this year, you're practically limiting.
Before you arrived, Mr. Castro, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Before you arrived, I said almost exactly that same thing. I didn't go into all the specifics, but I said the same thing. I agree with you on that. By naming one agency, we're limiting ourselves to that agency. I concur with you wholeheartedly on that.
Yeah, and, citizens currently relying on subsidies. I don't know if you are informed that
my state of Pennsylvania County provide over $100,000 every year to our DSS to provide subsidized childcare. So I don't want Smart Start to be mentioned. I think it should be generic. It should be general.
And I'm with you on
that. Less specific. Yeah.
I'd say the same thing earlier. Yeah. Okay. Any problem with that?
No, let's make it more generic.
What he's concerned with the fact that United Way Train is specifically mentioned and suggests that there are other organizations that are doing other things and that we make this more generic.
We talked about
that
a month
ago. So I agree with you.
Yeah, we have a mutual thoughts.
Does it belong here or under education?
I think it goes here. Okay. Any thoughts on that?
I think it goes here.
Well rounded.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it here.
Yeah, the heading here is agencies, nonprofits, schools, and municipalities.
Okay. So we're good with making it generic. Mm-hmm. Partner with local nonprofits to better connect citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, number nine, support efforts to expand the wayfinding project beyond the city of Brevard. This came from Clark Lovitz at TDA. It's also mentioned in the strategic plan by the county. Almost word for word the same thing, to incorporate the wayfinding program across the entire county. I don't remember how it said, but it's in here.
Well, can we say support efforts to guide visitors to attractions throughout the county? I'm
trying to find it real quick, Wayne.
Number nine.
And I'm trying to find the in the strategic plan how they worded it.
Because that wayfinding project is just those big brown signs.
Well, part of it is the consistency of the guiding, where you look for the brown sign, and that is a directional sign.
Yeah.
So
this says goal number 3A, strategy for the strategic plan, countywide wayfinding signage to direct visitors to attractions and other destinations. So,
okay. Can we take off beyond the city of
Brevard? Yeah, just say countywide. I agree with that. Guide visitors to attractions throughout the county.
Sounds good to me.
Ms. Jackie, you okay with that? So if we remove just the city of Brevard,
beyond the city of Brevard.
The only reservation I have is that wayfinding needs to match.
Is it what?
That whatever wayfinding they do needs to look like what we have downtown.
I think that's the goal, is just to expand it countywide.
Yeah.
Get a better price.
I can't figure out how to put that in words.
Support efforts to consistently expand the wayfinding
process. Does the wayfinding, there you go, little and small. Is wayfinding a big W? Is that a specific? If we say wayfinding, that would that mean those big brown signs? Or that's what I'm asking. Is that a specific program?
Wayfinding, they don't capitalize it.
Right. But okay, so I agree with you. If we're going to have a product, it should be consistent.
Am I wrong? Those signs are expensive, aren't they? I mean, really expensive?
The way they've been done, yeah. They're very expensive. They don't need to be done that way. They need to be a consistent visual.
Yeah.
But they don't need to be on a $2,000 post.
Yeah, you can have a flat brown, how much?
You're looking about $2,000 a post.
I'm thinking wood and a.
I used to do light and that type of post, about $2,000.
Fence post work.
I think in this case, you need to be specific. And I think you need to support TDA's efforts to expand the wayfinding project
Throughout the county.
Throughout the county to guide visitors. And so I would support TDA's efforts in this case. That they are the entity doing this.
Right.
City of Brevard has been, I mean, it's the City of Brevard has paid for many of the signs in the city, but it's the TDA's efforts.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
So yeah, they've
got the
TDA's efforts to expand the wayfinding program throughout the county.
Yeah. They're the ones that get the room tax and the other stuff, so.
All right. Number 10. That number 10, the footnote I have is that came from Strategic Plan Strategy 5C.
It is tied to that. It's not exactly that. It's more economic, the economic impact of 5C.
Okay.
It's not an issue.
Well, I had coordinate efforts with other agencies, jurisdictions, and stakeholders throughout the county too. When I struck out the next two lines, make possible the preservation of the historical and cultural resources of the county.
Yeah, me too.
So, what? Repeat that again, please. What you had.
Coordinate efforts with other agencies, jurisdictions, and stakeholders throughout the county to make possible the preservation. The preservation of the historical and cultural resources of the county.
Alright.
Works for me.
When you move that to help and culture.
Ah.
That's not really about.
It is, I mean, there's logic for it being here, but I think it really is culture.
Any problems with changing 10 and moving into health and culture? Okay. Question for you. It's 9 o'clock, we've been here 2 hours. The top of your head can only take what the bottom of your spine can handle. We're going to stop here and pick this up, decide, make a couple other decisions and go home.
May I? Suggest that I think you could go the infrastructure one, unless you guys have a lot on the infrastructure piece. I think you can move through 1 through 10 on that pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think we ought to finish this entire.
Yeah, finish the economic development.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
Yeah, and I think you can do that. I think you can do this one pretty quickly. This next.
Okay. Well, you do you?
I do. Yeah. Your insight and guidance, they'll get it in a minute.
All right. All right. On Maureen's suggestion, we'll move through this. And Mark's suggestion, we'll move through this.
I don't know where to put that one that I just cut out. I know it goes into well-rounded, but under which blue?
Health and culture.
Which page? Arts and culture.
Arts and culture.
Cool.
Yeah. Take it there for the moment.
Thank you.
All right. Transylvania County initiates efforts to maintain and enhance infrastructure throughout the county. Number one. I stopped at
page 8.
Page 8.
Look. Yeah. Please.
Recognize the cultural, economic.
All right, we're on the wrong page.
You ready to move forward in that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Page 8. I think it's one of these two.
Number 1. I ended it at transportation choices. That was my suggestion.
Do what?
Mm-hmm. Goal number 1.
Yeah.
Work closely with NCDOT, the City of Brevard, Town of Rosman, to support an efficient and modern transportation system that is safe, well-maintained, and accommodates a wide range of transportation choices.
That's where I left it.
Period.
That's my suggestion.
I like getting a little more specific so that people know we're talking about pedestrians as a transportation choice, as public transportation as a transportation choice.
I think they're covered in the next goals, though.
Uh-huh.
that's why I left it that way, Maureen. I think the rest of those are covered in goals. In the next strategies, rather, I'm sorry.
Mike, given the comments that we've heard from so many people that said that their area of the county doesn't get consideration,
mm-hmm.
would it make sense to say throughout the county?
I'm
with Maureen. I think that you need to identify what those different systems are, but if you were to take those out, I still think you need to say throughout the county, and the reality, some of these are throughout the region, particularly when you're looking at trying to make sure that we can get, you know, maybe there is a parking lot, shared parking lot, in
right.
Henderson County in the Mills River area that our people could drive to park and then share a ride.
Okay.
And so that's a regional issue.
Mm-hmm. So I think it flies as is, Mike. You know, it may be covered in another area, but it doesn't hurt to put it in here.
Mark, throughout the county is covered in your blue gold.
Done.
You drive, yeah. Take it out. What do you think? Over here.
I really like throughout the entire county.
So it's up there, what?
Well, put the entire county.
I would just add entire county.
He's talking about in the blue, just add entire county.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, but now you're losing and region.
Yeah. Lose region.
Yeah. I think we should leave the region in.
I do too. Transportation choices throughout the county and region.
Yeah.
Because I think the specifics are covered in the next.
You mean up in the blue?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I guess I'm leaning to you two on this one.
I would ask, work closely with NCDOT. What does that mean?
It means you go to the meetings and listen to what they tell you they're going to do.
It means meeting with Steve Kent and have the lunch with
him
in New China.
You know what else it ought to be, Chris?
Yes.
Is we need to be sending somebody to Silva every month to sit down and tell them.
If you don't talk about it, you ain't going to get it.
Exactly right.
It's being done already. There are county officials that meet with transportation people every month because I see them. I know they are. They eat at the same place I eat, so I know that I see them.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
So
I have made it real.
It needs to be officially recognized.
Right.
So,
continue working closely?
I think we're closely with.
Yeah.
It's fine the way it is.
I mean, do the commissioners, are they aware of that? I mean, what happens when you retire? You're not going to
get hit by the years.
You get hit by
commissioners
are aware because they're doing it as well.
Right.
What?
Commissioners are aware because they're doing it as well.
Right.
Are they doing it already?
This is not going to sound very positive, but the comment that I hear from the DOT is that Transylvania County is the least engaged of any county in there. I mean, I don't doubt that we're not doing it, but we're not pushing as hard as everybody else is pushing.
I've heard that same thing. I've heard that same comment. Mark, did you have a comment?
I was going to say something like, you know, that we develop plans. You know, we got a comprehensive transportation plan that's going to be revised this year, but you got to put something in front of you. Through cooperative planning, which is mentioned up there, or cooperative, you know, rising city and county. Mm-hmm.
And you really should send the youngest person you have on your staff, because they'll be there when they're ready to retire.
All right.
I don't know if you can word it any differently, but that should be encouraged. The commissioner should be encouraged.
Which department would be handling that? We don't have an engineer's office that normally would be the one in charge of that. You know, one of the things that
planning is handling.
Yeah, one of the glaring deficiencies in this county is we need a county engineer to oversee what all these different departments are doing. So, just my thought.
All right, we got
Bill Hunter Johnson.
On the table, I suggested we dropping it off at Choices, but then I see where you're saying add throughout the county and region. That's what's on the table right now.
What's on the table right now?
It's the option.
Just as it is.
As it is. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with it as it is.
As am I.
Yeah. Y'all happy with it as it is? Or? Okay, as is. Number two, on the sheet number two. I don't know what number it is back there.
Participate in the North Carolina DOT Walk, Bike, NC program and the Fast Act program.
I'm not familiar with Fast Act.
Can I read this real quick? I looked those up. Walk Bike North Carolina's bicycle and pedestrian plan was adopted by the NCDOT Board of Transportation in December 2013. The adoption concluded an 18-month process that included stakeholder and public engagement. The plan lays out a framework for improving bicycle and pedestrian transportation as a means to enhance mobility, safety, personal health, the economy, and the environment. Walk Bike serves as a gateway to access the many bicycle and pedestrian resources across the state. The website is organized by five pillars: safety, health, economy, mobility, and environment. Within each portal is a summary of existing conditions, recommendations, action steps, and other resources. The website also includes a link to the new state bike route map, which is ncbikeways.com. That's kind of a nutshell. My question to you is, has that already been done by DOT anyway? When they're planning, do they do that? Anyway.
We need to have somebody there to talk about it.
The city of Brevard has been engaged, but we have not been engaged.
So, by participate, it means that it's already been done. We just need to have a voice. That's the question I'm asking.
Yes, we need to be engaged.
But I'm asking right at this moment if they were planning a road.
Well, for example, the section of US 64 from Indian Creek to Toxplay Dam, the Transportation Advisory Board was given that information, and the current chair said, where's the bike lanes on this? We see the cross section, where's the bike lane on this? They have not planned for it. They're supposed to be, and that's engagement. Thank you. We actually have communications with DOT that they are going to go back in and they're going to be putting in bike lanes on them, widening shoulders and marking for bike lanes, which makes it a safer road for vehicles and for bikes if they want to bike on that section of road. So there is engagement, I think, is really the key piece.
I don't think I've ever seen a bicycle up there. I ride that road a lot. I don't think I've ever seen
it. I haven't seen any. But any road that they built, they're supposed to be doing that.
I thought that was a new standard as well.
That is correct. You're right.
So, what you mean by that's what I'm getting to. What you mean by participate is we actually have somebody at the table. It's going to be done to us with or without somebody at the table.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you better have somebody at the table than not have somebody at the table.
Correct. And that's actually what Steve Cannon has recommended here is that we need to be engaged with that.
Absolutely.
So, do we want it to say participate or engage? Or does it matter?
Semantics at that point.
I think engage
or actively participate.
Yeah.
I think engage better.
I like engage.
References what we're talking about.
Okay.
Not just participating but being involved.
Anybody got any problems with that? My concern was were we adding something new? If it's going to be done one way or the other, should we have somebody at the table? Is the question.
Yeah. Okay.
What is this Fast Act, for my own education?
He has it on the sheet.
It is a
gateway to access bicycle and pedestrian resources.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, that's it. That's why I'm glad. That's all I got. And that actually came from Community Advocates Planning Board and Steve Cannon from NCDOT recommended that. Number three, feasibility of a local regional public transit system that meets the needs of the entire county.
So we're good with those programs for your reference?
Well, those are state programs.
Those are being done anyway.
Right? Okay. They'll be done to us or with our cooperation.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Evaluate number three. On the sheet number three, evaluate the feasibility of a local regional public transit system meets the needs of the entire county.
Do you think we can combine three and four together?
No, those are very different.
No?
I mean, mobility services for people with disabilities is different than a public transportation system.
Okay.
Three and four as written seem to be fine for me.
Mac?
Number four would be another great place to have throughout the entire.
Yeah, country. I agree.
Because Mac has told us the story about folks trying to get from Sapphire to doctor's offices and it doesn't happen.
Second Thursday of the month.
Right. Yeah. You live that long.
Yeah, place by play, man. Black that again.
As a point of reference, I go by Polk County. They have 15 transit buses that circulate through the county. They're dirt poor over there.
I heard it was because they didn't have any transportation.
Say it's the third Tuesday of the month. If you call in advance, they would come to Lake Oxley the second Tuesday of the month.
So plan your illness as well.
But now hold on, guys.
If we offered it the second Wednesday of the month in the bar, there probably wouldn't be much to make for it when you just do the way.
But in fairness to the transportation department on that, not trying to belabor, because I really think we can get through this one section. People are very conscious about taxes. And if you have only one, two, or even a half dozen people that utilize a service, can you, as an elected board, if you were an elected board, justify the expense to have one van go all the way up there? That's the trade-off that you've got to look at. And I don't mean to belabor that point, but there was only one person that was identified. Now, was that the time that suited that individual? I don't know that. But does it make sense to have a vehicle on standby for one, two, half dozen people? And who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it?
When somebody from Lake Oxley, do they call them calls? Do they say, I'm sorry, Rosa Parks, we can't go and get you?
I would come back and say, with the budget that they have, how do you want us to fund to serve the most number of people in this community? And that kind of goes back to that whole infrastructure. Adequately fund. How do you adequately fund to meet those needs?
How do you take people that pay taxes?
More, how do you take a place that pays more taxes than anywhere else in the county and not provide transportation to it?
Do we need to that's because they got those being homeless there.
They pay more taxes than anybody there.
All right, that's not just a real simple.
They pay more taxes than the city of Brevard does to this.
Well,
game.
We're kind of getting off.
I'm leaving. You're right.
Should we add adequately fund, increase support, and adequately fund,
or is it equitably fund? Where you're looking at trying to equitably reach, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, then if you're putting a value on which people you feel were worthy of spending money.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
Then that's not the way to do it. I'd say yellow line it for now.
We'll get back to that. Yellow line it, yeah.
Number five on the sheet. Partner with Transportation Coalition to evaluate alternative transportation services such as rideshare.
That's an agreement.
Any issues?
What's
there?
The transportation?
What I'm thinking is it may be better to leave that more open. Partner with organizations to evaluate.
Partner with, yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
What about evaluate alternative transportation services?
How about evaluate and identify alternatives?
Instead of partner with anybody, how about evaluate and identify?
I like that.
How you do that, so
did you catch that, Joy? Yeah, you did.
Evaluate and identify?
Yeah. Good.
Six. I changed the wording on it a little bit, but I think it's kind of awkwardly worded, I think, but what about advocate to change DOT formulas to include non-resident property owners?
I think you have to point out the fact that we're failing to account for that disparity.
That's what I'm saying. Advocate to change DOT formulas to include new resident or non-resident property owners.
But it's not just DOT. I mean, it's almost all formulas at the state level are based on census figures.
Yep.
Everything is distributed based on that, and so it's not just DOT.
So leave it with this, work with state and federal leaders?
Yeah.
That's a heck of a task, but yeah, you've got to, I mean, we've tried. We've actually written letters to all people that have property in this county with a zip code outside of Transylvania County saying, please register, or when you fill out your census form, show Transylvania County as your place of residence. Something might happen.
So leave it the way it is?
I would.
Y'all good with that?
But it's huge to the value of this county if we could make that happen.
I don't have any questions. I just want to figure out if it's a way to more cleanly word it, but that's the best we can do then. Number seven.
George, just highlight the number six on that. Not the entire thing. Just the number for you and me to go back as a, or maybe you can't, or just partial. Just so that we know that I agree with Mike. We can clean up the wording on that.
Seven. Continue to actively identify locations funding necessary partnerships. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you call?
I'm sorry.
I'm hoping to send you an email reminder.
On AT&T. I sent the email, and both of my contacts are no longer at AT&T. But I have not done any more. I just haven't had time, other than to send the emails to the two people that were engaged with it.
Is that...
I've got bounced back.
That's really, you know, at this point, that's a private venture.
Right, that's it.
But the county advocating on behalf of the county leaders advocating on behalf of the county can work
I'd say advocating is, I agree with Daryl. I think this is a market venture, but us advocating for it. Because I think the board has already taken some steps to increase internet speed. They came to my house and put in this thing that's supposed to be faster. But they took it off the phone line and
it's on cable.
So I think their efforts being made to improve it.
There's a lot of areas in the country that are getting federal grant money to install, or whether we're not, I don't know what Comporium's position is on it, but high-speed internet and economic development are one and the same. You're not going to have one without the other.
Go do anything with that, Mark?
Comporium's got the ability to provide a business with whatever they need. So I mean, we do that every day with my company. It just involves getting the fiber to that stuff. You know, if they need 100 meg of bandwidth, and they're in Roslyn, Cambori can get that to them. There's just a bill charge to do that. What this is talking about, more or less, strikes me as more residential than business related.
Well, actually, I'm going to be careful with wording on this, but I've had many businesses that have identified a concern with the quality of what they get. And I think that what you're looking at then is what are ways to assist an existing business, whether it be the service provider or the businesses that are using that service. And I think one way you look at that is through trying to promote competition.
And surprisingly, there is some competition in the county. At the business level, not at the residential level, at the business level.
I don't think we have gigabit Ethernet in this town.
You don't have it,
and that's
the gold, it's available.
That's the gold standard.
Yeah, that's
in the high speed that is available in the public sector, not available to private entities.
I've got high speed internet on my phone lines. They put it in 10 years ago. I don't know why. I send big drawings and.
You don't have to give it that if you're not even close.
Do you still get that dial tone?
Still got the rotary dial.
I thought you guys. Yeah, I just want to make sure you don't hear that. You know, the dial tone come in now. Okay, all right.
The lettering green on it.
This ring is too long to be short.
Why don't we highlight this one? Because I'd like to go back. I have asked. We sent this to. I sent this whole thing to Frank. And ask for input. I think it would be really good to have input from, and we've not had input from Emporium on this. Frank Porter at Emporium.
I thought Frank sent us feedback.
I don't remember him.
It's okay.
I remember him saying he would look at it.
Okay.
The name on here is Planning Board and David Joyce.
Yeah. So.
Number eight.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Team is available. Company just got to pay for it. It's available. I work for ERC Broadband, and I just turned up 2 schools today, gigabit. Not here, but we can do it here. If somebody wants
a private business.
Yep. Same way Emporium is.
Does anybody know that?
They do now.
Yeah.
If you have it available and nobody knows about it, it's useless.
Maybe we should hire you.
Can do.
All right, number 8 by name, Mr. Chair.
Can number 8 be added combined with number 7?
Two different.
No, are we going to have to go back and look at the cell tower ordinance
again? I'd keep them separate.
Keep them separate?
Yeah.
I wonder if we should review the cell tower ordinance.
Have you had any complaints?
You have
actually,
the more important question is that we had the application for new towers.
Yes.
We've had modifications to existing towers.
Modifications.
It's a new tower.
I thought prior to you, we've had some modifications to antenna arrays that are already in existence. So there may be a new tower. I'm not over here.
So you don't know if we've had new towers.
Joy's got.
There's one on there. They have sent us something to review for historical structures, and they're in the process of getting all their ducks in a line to submit an application.
But I believe that's line of sight for microwave.
It might be.
It is.
May not be a full tower.
It's not a full tower.
Right.
It's not full. It's line of sight to be able to take Comporium downtown out to Little River. To connect back over to another tower.
It's only 120 feet.
Yep, it's just one second. Yes. I would keep these two separate because the.
Okay.
And then Wayne at the last meeting said, could you follow up with AT&T? Remember, they had about a dozen proposals.
Mm-hmm.
I sent an email to the contacts that I was working with. Both of those emails bounced back as undeliverable, and I have not pursued that any further, but I did follow up on that request.
Nice. We're about to worry that support efforts, support incentivize.
I think that there is still a real strong need for cell phone coverage throughout the county.
Yes.
And so I...
To answer Chris's question, the only complaint I've had came from an EMS fire and rescue sort of person who found out I was on the planning board and said that he thought what was beautiful was when people's lives were saved because there was cell phone service in an area where they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, if you want to register that as a complaint, that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that. The county should be covered.
Isn't that the head of public safety?
It was a fire and rescue and
oh, that's right.
EMS official, or a person.
I had to go out on my front porch to get cell phone service at my house.
Well, you have line of sight to the Round Mountain Tower, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a medical situation where you couldn't get to your front porch, that's what this EMS worker was talking about. Number 9. Ensure stormwater systems are adequate to handle large storms to reduce property damage. Do we have any county stormwater?
You have some subdivision requirements, but that's about it.
Yeah, on the state does not require Transylvania County to have stormwater control. At some point in time, the state may come back in and say that there has to be stormwater measures, but that will almost all be DOT in nature. I think we could probably strike this.
You want to go with that?
Strike it.
Number 10. Coordinate educational efforts to promote recycling waste reduction.
This is one that Carol Parker has talked about extensively, and I think that it's, for a 10-year plan, it is an important piece to our community, and it's one that's also going to have a significant financial impact on our community, too. The longer we can extend the life of our current landfill, the better off we are.
It's also in the strategic plan for the county.
Can we add after educational? Coordinate educational and technology efforts.
Well, you also need to incorporate best management practices.
I would rather see best management practices, coordinate best management practices and technology.
We call that long-term management.
No, that's not. That's what I said. That's not what Wayne said.
Chris said, best management.
Chris, right. So you put his in about, right?
And
then
yours.
I was going to put best management practices and technology.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Four.
Oh, 4B.
It was a measure. Right. It was a measure under 4B.
Does best management practices cover convenient facilities throughout the county?
That would be manager.
Is it technological advances or technology?
Technology. And technology. No, and not.
And.
Oh, okay, yeah. Technology and education.
Okay.
It's in here because I read it this morning. Anyway, that's part of the county strategic plan. Everybody good with that the way it reads, or?
Well, I think Mark just brought up something kind of tight, I'm thinking about Mac, and that is.
efforts to, you know, if we're going to do this, convenience centers, where are they located?
You mean the recycle centers?
Convenience centers. There, you can recycle at them, but that's where you take your drop off.
Yeah.
There used to be one Boston Grove. There used to be one up Lake Todd's way.
There's one by my house on Cascade Lake Road there. You just dump your trash right over the bed.
You got everything. You got high speed internet. Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff, don't you? Yes.
Reinforcing the
bank. Everybody good with that? The way it reads? I like long term management, but if y'all have the best management practice.
From a staff standpoint?
Yes.
2.5 hours. 2 hours on this.
Mm-hmm. I worked in the polls Tuesday, and I was there for 16 hours. This is nothing.
Well, let's keep going. Oh, okay, Wayne.
That's right.
I was up at 4:30 this morning.
So, is there a way to help you at the next meeting shorten the time period to go through all these?
I think we have to put the time there.
Or
yeah,
is
I have
it,
a problem
is it,
with the time.
You don't have a problem. You're good with it.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know that there's any way. I think you have to digest this stuff, and you have to discuss it, and you have to disagree, and you know, all kinds of things.
Just ask people to be prepared when they get here.
Okay. That's fair. So, earlier I had mentioned an April 7th meeting. Is everybody amenable to the April 7th? That'd be at 2 Thursdays from now.
Yeah.
Thursday's the best night for me. I don't know about everybody else.
We'll defer to the chair.
Okay, thank you. So if there's no objection and I don't hear any, then we plan to meet again on the
location to be determined. I think we can meet here, but we will check.
We're going to have any pictures made. I wear my
they ain't made no pictures yet. They just took them.
I'm not doing this again. I'm wearing my coveralls next time.
All right. So we got that covers old business. We covered item A and new business. So item B.
Item B, flood damage control ordinance. We are now planning community development responsible for the flood damage control ordinance and its enforcement. We've actually had a lot of inquiries. We've had a lot of interest in what can be done in the floodway and the 100-year flood plain. Joy and I went to a seminar last week. We learned quite a bit about what we can and can't do. There are approximately 200 properties in the county that have federal flood insurance. And if we do not enforce, and we also enforce this town of Brosman's flood damage control ordinance, if we don't do that,
we lose
the individuals that are insured currently will either have their premiums go up or could be forced not to have any flood insurance at all. We also learned that the county will be audited for the last 10 or so years in May. So I'm actually
financially?
No, from the standpoint of flood damage control ordinance and practices.
Can't we just refer to the county engineer?
We don't have a county engineer. And so just make you aware of that. There's effort and time engaged with that. And if I may, Mr. Chair, I'm going to just jump right in. Planning Director's report. We received word today that the bike pedestrian safety awareness program that we had applied for, that we actually are a part of that now. They have chosen the application that we submitted on behalf of the town of Brevard and the county. Continue to work on the Golden Leaf grant with a few additional questions from Golden Leaf. We should have that taken care of by Monday. Kaylin is working on the website as evidenced by the need for a picture of you guys. We are going to go live with that win, Kaylin.
That'll bring them in. That picture will bring them in.
Yep. And we were talking about the broadband. I still don't know if I mentioned it at the last meeting, but submitted an application for a cool and connected
grant that is joint USDA and EPA, but it would be funding to help. And I worked with Frank Porter on this. We came up with the idea of installing free Wi-Fi at Gorges, DuPont, Ranger Station, Cradle of Forestry, and the Fish Hatchery.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is get funds for that. If we can get that, then we hope that we can leverage that to do work with our community centers as well. And so that's something that we've
cool.
submitted.
That's cool.
Nice.
Is that Wi-Fi? Is that?
It would be the same Wi-Fi that they have in downtown Brevard right now. It is, Kellen, do you remember the terminology, the type of Wi-Fi? I don't remember the name of it, but it's...
Is it a wire?
It will have to have wire there, but then Wi-Fi obviously is distributed wireless at that point. To get up to, I think, the Cradle of Forestry may take line of sight and some more technology, but we're trying to explore ways to make this place cooler and more connected.
Cool.
So
that's good.
Okay. That's all I have, sir.
All right.
Is there anything else, Caitlin?
We have planning board members. Everyone has a county email address now. Mm-hmm. Do you have any
phone access? I haven't gotten any email.
I sent you an email.
I just was. Does this work?
No one replied. So
well,
I wasn't sure.
One other thing that Joy has been very involved with the Joint Historic Preservation Commission. We saw an opportunity, and we will be hosting a statewide conference here on April 15th for all historic preservation commissions. It will be at the Rogow Room, and we targeted a time that many people might want to be here in the mountains from a tourist economic standpoint. Do you have anything?
April 15th,
9:30
to 4.
Lovely day.
Yeah, it's a good day. And we also put in a grant to help refurbish Silvermont. Not Silvermont, excuse me. The Dever House.
Allison
Dever House. Mm-hmm. Working with the Historical Society. So, that's all I have, sir.
Are there any public comments? All right. Let's start over there.
I know it's late, and I won't speak.
Do you mind identifying yourself?
I'm Linda Goodwin.
Okay.
We're a full-time resident for several years.
Linda.
I grew up 60 miles from here to establish my credentials. So I wanted to thank the committee for its attention to detail. We've looked at the records and eliminated a lot of things and combined a lot of statements. Myself, I like a few specifics in a plan. That way I can sort of judge how I met those goals. But anyway, I appreciate being here. I just wanted to say that in the beginning, this started asking citizens to send in what we liked about Transylvania County and where we'd like it to be, or hoped it would be, in 10 years. So I just wanted, I heard a lot of personal opinions here today tonight about what people thought and their own agenda, it seemed to me. And so I just want to say, there were lots of us who did make comments for this survey, and we hope that those aren't forgotten, that we address as much of that as we can, and achieve as much of those as it's possible. I understand that not everything is possible, but I think we need not to forget. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, and thank you for coming. I don't know if you've been to one before, but if you have, okay. All right. We appreciate you coming tonight.
Thank
you. Ms. Jack, we'll start with you and go around. Got any comments?
I hope you didn't understand my speech because it's a little bit slurred. But I am an environmentalist, and I believe in clean environment, but when it comes to whose environment are we willing to pollute when we want our driveway paved? And I think we have to be reasonable.
Okay.
Fresh out.
Too late.
No comments.
I think it was very productive. Good news.
And he has a voice.
Sounds good. He found
his voice.
They found it.
I want to thank, my turn?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to thank Joy for sending the memo out about the camera. And
I want to thank you for raising it.
You're welcome.
It was marginally effective.
Yeah, it's a good meeting.
Good meeting. Hopefully on the 7th. I just want to say what Chris said is come prepared. I mean, I think we did tonight, but I think if everybody knows where they want to go, we can, maybe can move a little bit faster.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
But if, you know, we've got to, some stuff's just got to be chewed up, so it's going to take some time. Staff.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. All in favor, get up and go.
Thank you.
That's a two-cookie recommendation.